Oh,
Darian is joining us, our resident baker extraordinaire. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, wait, I should turn your mic on, otherwise...
That would be a little bit...
There! Good to see you.
Good to see you,
too. Same question to you. So, magic wand, what business would you like to see come to the Battlefords?
I am going to go with Michael's, because I enjoy crafting, and I would like really good selection of yarn, and being able to get crafting supplies.
Well, I know, I wake up going, where am I going to get my yarn today? I thought you said, I thought you were like Mr. Mike's Steakhouse. And it was like, Michael's,
that
that's
good
a
too.
Good food store. No, no, I see.
But Michael's like the crafting supply
that
store.
That is a great one. I like that,
It would be good.
It would be great. Yeah.
There's I thought you'd make me say bakery because you're such a good baker.
Well, I would just open that myself, Grant.
Well, that's true, too. Speaking of which...
We got some cookies.
Did you get your sample?
I didn't get a sample.
Would you like one?
You know what?
Help yourself.
Okay, thank you.
There's some
you.
Broken ones in there.
Oh, my.
They didn't... The traveling wasn't good for them,
no,
but that's
I understand.
Okay.
Whatever.
No, it's
in the taste, not in the looks. So what are we sampling from the Retro Baking Library today?
These are called peanut butter styrofoams, and they're from the 1940s.
Styrofoams?
Yes.
That was the year you were born, right?
Whoa.
I think it has to do with the texture a little bit, because they're kind of like airy.
Yeah,
and
somebody would have to bite styrofoam to tell, well, that's like styrofoam. Okay.
But you. Maybe it's just because of the 1940s
but
and the way they're
butter.
Naming things. Yes,
yeah,
there is
they ate a lot of weird
in
stuff in the 40s. It was like, oh, that doesn't matter if it's good for you or not. It's put it in the recipe.
Yeah, I think back then they didn't really care about the names as long as it tasted good or they had it in their
the
cupboard.
The weirder
right?
names, the better.
Yeah.
How much is asbestos in this?
Just not curious. Actually.
Okay, just curious. Uranium 235. Okay, here we go.
I'm allergic to peanut butter. No, just kidding.
Oh, no. So these are like your regular, like a peanut butter cookie, the ones that you do the cup of sugar, cup of peanut butter, and an egg. But instead of using one egg, you're
using two
egg whites.
She changes, like as you're biting and enjoying it, she comes up, well, normally the recipe is this, but this one we add beetles to, and it's like,
Actually, you know what? Wow.
That is so good.
It's like... It's just like a peanut butter cookie, but I've got a big pocket of
yeah, it's a lot fluffier because they're using the...
So there's less calories. Do you see that?
The two egg whites.
It's less dense.
Oh, you got a... Yeah, you did. Like, what?
Well, look at
that.
I see.
The macaroon kind of... when you're making the eggs, you'd make the frothy and you have to make them with the peaks.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're,
like a meringue type thing?
Yeah. So it's like a peanut butter meringue almost.
Maybe it's because you haven't been around for quite some time, because you've
been
busy with the auction. But I'm just saying, that is an amazing cookie. That is really, really good.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you enjoyed them.
10 out of 10. Wow.
What?
Leanne hasn't been here in a while.
I know. Poor kid hasn't been fed. All right. Well, Leanne, best of luck with the lottery.
Thank you.
Darian, keep on baking.
Thank you.
All right. It is 8:23.
At Living Sky School Division, we're...